Raleigh, North Carolina. It's The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I'm Disappearing Turtle.
And welcome
to... That was a suggestion from Mandy.
Welcome to the Friday edition of The Lost Podcast. How are you doing, Jack?
I am doing outstanding. Only 4.5 more hours ago, and I'm already starting to tear up. Some are ready to just leave.
I know. It's wow, it has been a pretty crazy couple of days.
Yes.
We're going to talk about more in Lost in Review, but this episode, I think Damon Lindelof said it on his Twitter. Well, I'll talk about that in that segment specifically.
We're going to have a little discussion.
But, you know, it's just, it's amazing, like, how much debate and arguing and all this kind of stuff from this episode
are getting out their pitchforks and their hatchets. And they're ready to burn the town down.
But, you know, I think it's smart that at least they did it a couple episodes early. So it wasn't the last episode. Maybe they're getting out, the crazy stuff earlier. So,
all right. I don't know. People are saying that it's like the most hated episode. We're going to set a record for emails.
Yeah. It's interesting. But we'll talk about that in Lost in Review. We have next on Lost,
the TV show.
We have a lot of listener feedback. And actually, I will say this, there will be no listener theory of the week because all the phone calls, in my opinion, were top notch theories.
Wow.
Some of the best per capita theories.
Well, you're going out on the limb, and you never do that.
On the show, when you ever.
Do, then you backtrack on it.
I mean, some of the best theories, I think, a series of calls and theories I've ever heard in this show. So, that's a big proclamation for me.
I haven't listened to one call because I've been trying to keep up with the emails. I just can't do it.
And Jack, can you give an update on the contest?
Yes. I can tell you right now.
Nothing?
Well, we now know who Adam and Eve are.
Uh-huh.
Which is making a lot of people angry.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also know that Deadwood Guy was in this episode, and Jacob.
So Man in Black Man and in Jacob. Black.
Well, that's not what we call. We call him Deadwood Guy.
No, you call them Deadwood
on
Guy.
On the contest. Hold on a second, lady. Back up, lady.
Why are you calling me lady?
Because you're getting up tight here.
So you think all girls get up tight?
No, just you.
So why are you calling me a lady?
You're my lady. So anyway... No, it's on the contest. It's listed as DWG,
mm-hmm.
Deadwood Guy. So he was in the episode.
Okay.
And that's good a name for Zenny right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
For him. Okay. All right.
All right. Yeah. Okay. All right. All right, Jack, are you ready to get into some Lost in Review?
Yes.
All right, here we go. There's only two of these left.
Cool after beans. This.
I'm going to start getting like ABC. Only two Lost in Reviews left.
Until you get all the answers. Not.
Here we go.
Each week there's one thing to do. It's none other than Lost in Review. We take a look back at last week's episode. It's Lost in Review.
Sorry. I fell asleep.
You did. It's Lost in Review time. Time to look back on... this week's episode, Across the Sea.
Across the Sea.
And just a couple of things I just want
Why
to talk about
so
before.
Why am I so angry about Across the Sea?
That game they were playing is actually called Senet or Senat.
Yes, I've seen the emails.
And it's a very old Egyptian game. And so that's fun.
I'm sure the kids are, you know, going to turn down their Xbox and all the cool games they have now. I got to go out and get that game.
I kind of want to go get it and play it now.
Yeah, you're a geek.
Why?
You're a geek.
Why does that make me a geek?
I don't know.
You wouldn't play a game of Senat?
Only if I could make my own rules.
this episode was 2,000 years before the current Lost time, give or take, 2 millennia.
Cool.
Kind of matches up with another certain person, don't you think?
Me?
No.
I know what you're talking about.
Who?
Jesus.
Just throwing it out there.
Are you trying to tell me? You trying to tell me Jacob is Jesus?
No, but maybe like some for some reason this kind of time was like one of those important times. I mean I don't know if they're really tying it into, you know, Jesus being born, and roughly Jesus was born like 3 BC, 3 AD. Was it 3 BC or 3
AD?
Oh,
great. Here come the emails because you don't look it up ahead of time. Thanks, Jay.
Well, now I'm forget. I think it's either 3 AD or 3 BC. But anyways, it's around the same time. So I don't know if that's supposed to connect in with anything. Do you think so, Jack?
Sure, it's going to connect in to everything. It's Connect 4 million. If you haven't seen that, well, I'm not going to say anything because I'm not sending the link.
Yeah.
Now people are going to go, hey, can you send me the link of what you were going to talk about? Did you want to send the link? No, I don't have time. No.
Too many
people hated this episode for me to answer their emails.
I know. It's kind of crazy. One last thing is... They were speaking Latin. Latin is what they were speaking.
That's what I heard.
And I thought it was Latin. You're the one that said no. People said it wasn't Latin.
No, we had a few emails saying they were speaking Egyptian and stuff like that. I go, well, I don't know. Because someone said, well, you know, someone sent a thing in saying, hey, you know, that was just high school 101 of Latin. I said, well, when they were teaching Latin at my school, I was at the beach. And I was just being honest.
Yeah.
They said, then they came back. Were you looking out into the sea? And I said, well, that and what was walking on the beach.
So if you want to blame me, blame Jack. I thought it was Latin, but Jack was
sure.
No, it's not Latin.
I did not say, I said some people are saying, in between all the Latin. Hate, in between all the hate.
Well,
you were saying, no, everyone on the phone calls loves the episode.
But you heard the phone, like all the phone calls I heard of that, so I think maybe the people that were just upset were just sitting there in anger, like Ralph from the Dharma Lames was just brewing in anger.
He needs a hug. I told him I'd give him a hug when I saw him next week.
Mm-hmm.
He needs a hug.
According to Wikipedia, Jesus of Nazareth was born 5 BC.
So you were way off.
3 BC. I mean, it's 2 years, give or take. Yeah. Who really cares? Just kidding. It was a joke. All right.
Man, people are already angry, and you're making jokes.
I'm just trying to, you know,
you don't,
stir the fire a little bit.
You don't make a joke at a time like this. It's lost, and it's real.
Okay, so let's start this off here.
I haven't finished my update. What I saw in that.
Oh, okay. We're not starting the bit yet. Go ahead.
No, when Claudia and Mom. I'm just gonna call her Mom.
That's yeah. Lost Pete is calling her Mother.
Mother. So I'm just gonna call her Mom because I never said Mother.
You said Mommy, right? You're a Mommy kind of guy.
I said Mom, Ma'am.
Mommy.
Actually, I can't tell you what I call my mom. You know what I call my mom.
You're a bad son. Anyways, yes. Continue.
That's why I probably have this. Connection with MIB.
You stabbed your mother? What?
Well, you know, she wouldn't let me leave.
All right. I got angry.
So Claudia and Mom are talking,
mm-hmm.
and they're speaking Latin. All of a sudden, they speak English.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a swishing sound.
Yeah,
like,
there
is. There's a sound, and if you look, Claudia like looks around like, if you look at her eyes, she looks around like, why is she speaking? What's going on? And suddenly, she can speak English. Now, a lot of people are saying they just did that for the audience. Probably did, but it just seemed odd. I watched her face again, and if you watch Claudia's face, she's either thinking, I'm going to be having a headache soon, or she's looking around thinking that, why are we speaking English?
Yeah, I think it was definitely just a move, because watching a whole entire episode in Latin might have been pushing it. I mean, they were pushing it anyway in this episode.
They hated it already.
Yeah, right? What could really hurt
Latin
it?
Latin 101. Mom tells Claudia, you know, at this point, you know, because he's stressed, asking all the questions.
Mm-hmm.
You're lucky to be alive.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she said for now, but I could be wrong.
Uh-huh.
Mom knows when Jacob came walking in after they first found MIB found the game.
Mm-hmm.
He comes walking in. Mom says to Jacob, Jacob, how are you? What's going on? Before she didn't even see him. She didn't turn around.
Yeah.
How did she know it was Jacob? Was he kind of whiny when he was walking in? Nobody likes me. Everybody hates me.
No, if you're there for that long, you probably get in tune for like what's going on. I think you can sense people's presence.
Okay. I guess. Maybe he has a smell to him, a certain smell to him.
There's no showers out there.
Yeah, you never see him bathing. A lot of people have thought that the ghost Claudia could have been the smoke monster.
Mm-hmm.
Have we ever seen the smoke monster spit?
She spit?
When she's talking to young man in black, she turns around, she comes back, and spit comes out of her mouth. She didn't do it on purpose, but she's...
Really? Do we have to spend time talking about spit?
I'm just trying to look for the positives of the episode.
That's a positive?
All right, when Mom told Jacob that she had to kill his mother, from that point on, did Jacob believe the killing was okay if it was for the right reasons? I think now that he was behind...
So she set a bad example?
Well, we said, where did he learn all his stuff? Where did he learn everything from? Mm-hmm. So I think that he was behind the purge of the Dharma Initiative. Because he thought it was for the right reason. If he thought it was for the right reasons, that's what his mom told him. I had to kill your mom.
There's some theories in the calls too that are different than that.
Okay, but I'm thinking right now that he did believe. Because for the longest time, I said, "Well, if Jacob's such a good guy, why would you order? Mm-hmm. Why would you order purge? Not everyone in the Dharma Initiative was bad.
Yeah,
a lot of those people were just innocent. Mm-hmm. So if he thought he was doing it for the right reasons, that's what his mom told him. So mm-hmm. Could mom have been killed? You know, a lot of people saying, "Well, how could the mom have died? Mm-hmm. Get eternal life." But once she chose a replacement.
Exactly. She was expendable.
She was expendable. She was set free. Mm-hmm. After Jacob beats the crap out of someone, he always throws them in the water.
You know what, though? That was the loophole, I think. Well, no, because Jacob didn't give up the candidacy. I thought maybe, you know, because...
Well, he was trying to find... He was finding a replacement.
Well, what I'm saying is...
But had he already picked his replacement... Had he already picked his replacement, it was okay for him to die.
Well, no, hold on. This is what I'm saying, though, is the reason the, you know, Man in Black's loophole, because he was this Christian shepherd convincing Locke to go back, to bring the people back, the reason why is because the last candidates left, so then he knew he wouldn't be able to leave. So he's the one that orchestrated the whole bringing them back to the island.
Right.
And that's how he created the loophole. Because without the replacements, you couldn't kill Jacob, because Jacob is the only one.
Okay, and this one, I have an email real quick.
Okay.
One's from Ryan. I just discovered your show Across the Sea episode, and I think you guys have missed a big question that came out of this show.
Mm-hmm.
Fake Mother's mission and Jacob's mission seem to be different. Hers was to keep the island safe, who choose and who cares for people. He seems to be MMIB, to keep MIB on the island. So, basically... Is Jacob keeping MIB on the island because he doesn't want to be alone?
No, I don't think it's that simple.
Because look how he kept coming to the camp when MIB left.
I mean, yeah. But, I mean, that'd be a cool thing, like, you know, another relationship thing.
That he didn't want to be alone.
He didn't want him to leave. It's his brother. And he feels guilty for turning him into a smoke monster.
Yeah, so he doesn't want him to leave. That's not what that Ryan was saying in the email.
But yeah,
it clicked in my head. I go, mm-hmm. Maybe he just doesn't want to be alone.
Yeah,
he needed his mom's affection, seriously,
and he didn't get it.
He didn't get it, and he had a bond with his brother,
mm-hmm.
and he's the one that killed his brother. Well,
I agree. I mean, I see your point.
Maybe that's the whole point of Jacob's thing was.
I don't think it's the whole point, but it may be part of it.
Yeah. I think he just didn't want to be a loner.
So is that all you got for like your little notes?
That's all I got.
Okay, so let's start off with this little discussion here with Damon Lindelof's tweet. It says, wait, polarizing is a bad thing? polarizing is a perfect word because, I mean, there's just some people that are just furiously upset.
Well, we've had people send us...
And this is what I expected from the final episode.
Well, yeah, and it's already happening. I had someone not follow me on Twitter because... Stop following my Twitter because I like the episode.
Uh-huh.
And to that I said, well, okay. And we've had people go, you know, you need to apologize for liking this episode. And we've had other people have been more civil about it, saying, hey, explain yourself. How do you like this episode? How can you possibly like it? We've had a lot of emails
mm-hmm.
saying that. And for me, when I just came into this season, this last hiatus season was the most interest I think people had going to the season, mainly because what Man in Black's name was, what was he, what was going on?
Yeah, yeah.
The emails kept coming in. We didn't really get a break. Normally, mm-hmm. we get a break, and there's no lost talk for whatever reason.
Yeah.
I decided myself, and I don't know about you, I'm not going to speak for you, but I decided, and I even think I said it in the podcast, I was going to go more positive. I wasn't going to go look for the negative and dig for the negatives. I wanted to enjoy the last season.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I could sit back. I'm probably the most negative person. Am I probably the most negative person you know?
Yes, definitely.
Now, I chose to go more positive. I wanted.
Well, why do you like this episode? You want to be more positive.
I could pick things apart. I could go, oh, that was stupid.
Why did you like the episode?
The story. Mm-hmm. If this would have been the pilot episode, and hear me out, this is obviously wasn't as good as the pilot episode. Mm-hmm. This was not the greatest episode of Lost ever.
Well, why though?
But like, for me, the story. I like the old time stories. Mm-hmm. I like going back in time and those kind of stories. Mm-hmm. I like the storytelling. Was it the, like I said, it's not the best. I was like, oh, I was like, oh my God, this, I can't believe this just happened.
Yeah.
And I can remember saying during, at one point we were talking about this, what the smoke monster was. Was it nanobots? Was it the, and they kept saying, no, no, no. I go, I think I can remember saying, you know, at one point they're going to have trouble explaining what this is.
Mm-hmm.
I said, they're just not going to win with whatever they come up with.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are saying it's, oh, the magic part of it, the magic part of it. There's always been magic on the island. Yeah, it looked hokey, the kind of the stream. I get it, but it's TV.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to pick it apart. I'm not going to spend 5 years of my life doing this podcast, doing all this stuff, and everything that's happened. A lot of people say, well, you work for ABC. We do not work for ABC. I'm just going to say that right now. And they say, yeah, well, you have friends with Jorge and stuff like that. Well, Jorge said he was dead to me. so, you know, we have had a connection with some of the people on Lost, but I still, if I didn't like the episode, I would have stopped podcasting about it.
Yeah.
And I like I said, the episode was good.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed it. I watched it. It had a good flow to it. It didn't answer a lot of questions, but I said at the beginning of the year, I knew they were not going to answer a lot of questions.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the main questions are not going to be answered.
Well, I think most of the main ones are being answered.
But
I see, for me, like from what I'm seeing though, the problem is, and the reason why no matter what they're going to do, it's going to be polarizing, is because people have everyone has their own individual theories,
right?
And an answer is going to not be the same answer for every single, because like we said before, people have different theories about the same thing. So the answer they gave, solid answers on this episode.
Yeah.
And I think the problem is they didn't meet some people's expectations, and that's why it's very polarizing.
And for me, I'm not criticizing the people that are criticizing the episode.
Mm-hmm.
Go for it.
Yeah.
I feel you have an opinion, express yourself, but don't put me down because I like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I've chosen.
There's no reason to just, you know, criticize other people for their opinions.
Right.
And I mean, that's what's great about the show is everyone's different opinions and we talk about it and discuss.
And for me, what Lost has done for me is changed my life. Obviously, this podcast has changed my life. Jay has met the woman of his dreams, the girl he's going to spend the rest of his life with because of this podcast. And he's also
met... that's a good thing?
No. And he's also met Colleen. No, I'm kidding, of course. I'm kidding. But there are things that happen. Our relationship, would you say, is better now because of this podcast than it was before?
Yes, but what does this have to do with this episode?
I'm just saying the whole arc of this whole season, people have been complaining about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because of what's happened, not because I have...
Well, now you're saying, like, because of what it's given us, we're not going to complain now?
No. I'm saying I'm going to look for the positive. I'm not going to have everything, this great experience that Lost has given me...
Be tainted.
Okay. I didn't want to go into the going, because I can nitpick anything. I can just go, boom, I don't like it. I went in with a positive attitude. So
okay.
I look at the positive, so I'm not going to look at the negative. Now, if that's the way you want to go, go for it. I don't care.
Yeah.
Enjoy it if that's what you want to do. But I was, because a lot of people, and what got me thinking was this hiatus, because so many people were stressed out that they weren't going to like how Lost ended. I said, well, just relax. Just kind of enjoy moment by moment. And that's my point. Everything that Lost has done for us, as far as the enjoyment, hours and hours of hours of entertainment and just talking about a show, we do two other podcasts, and there's no way I would spend the time that I do about Lost.
What's like your conclusion?
Conclusion, I thought it was a good episode. Was it a great episode? No.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, I'm going into, I don't look for the negative.
I thought it was a good episode. I mean, I think if you take a step back and look at the storytelling that they were doing in this episode, and people are saying, you know, the magic, you know, kind of thing. But, you know, it could still be...
The whole island's been about magic.
Well, but here's the thing is... For those people that are, like, I think Ralph said, he was the man, he's the man of science, you know. But I think, and people had problems, there's other shows that have been out there where they had these same problems with these kind of explanations.
Right.
But I think for Lost, I think the well of light, or the well of whatever you want to call it, the light stream.
Yeah.
I think that's comparable to the electromagnetic properties on the island.
Right.
But the thing is...
It's the heart of the island.
But the thing is, remember when Man in Black said it does weird things to metal? They don't know what magnetism is.
No.
This is 2,000 years ago. So they're not going to say... This woman who's 2,000 years ago explaining this to two kids that don't even know...
Death,
what death is. She's not going to explain to them going, this is a... it's a pool. This island has electromagnetic properties, And this electromagnetic properties is part of the symbionts of actually what makes the world go round. I mean, without the magnetic properties of Earth, the North and South Poles, it actually, it makes a protective shield for the entire Earth. Without, like, if we lose the polarity of the Earth, the sun's rays will fry this planet. And you can get into it.
Well, I'm trying to get some more sun.
You can get into it scientifically, and the magnetic properties of the island can be responsible for every magical thing that you see on the show. But from their perspective, the character's perspective from 2,000 years ago, they're not going to use the scientific lingo that people know nowadays and use nowadays, but it's comparable to what they were trying to discuss about. So I understand people don't like the magic thing, but I think the science can be applicable. The magnetism can be applicable to the past.
On this island that have happened that are magical, the only way they can explain is if they're magical.
Well, like what? Go ahead. Just say one.
People walking again. That was a magic type thing. That was just, oh my God, he can walk again. That was magical.
But it can't be explained by certain.
But I'm saying that that's not a problem.
Well, I'm saying that is a problem for people. For
people that are looking for the scientific stuff. Now, a lot of people, like I said, going back to why I like this episode, if this would have been the pilot episode of Lost, obviously not, again, listen to me, not as good as the original pilot, I would have watched the next episode wondering what's going on. Now, a lot of people have complained about the fact that 2 weeks ago during the candidate, everyone hated Man in Black. He was the worst guy in the world. They hated him, hated him, hated him, hated him. And how could they next week make him feel sorry for him when we kind of like him? They've been doing that on Lost from day one.
Yeah.
We hated Jin, we hated Sawyer, we hated Miles, and now we like him.
But then we got their backstory.
We got their backstory and we found out what's going on. That there's, they said in an article, there's on Lost, there's no one that's 100% good and 100% bad. And we're seeing that.
And what's great about the show is that it's not like super fantasy driven. It's very realistic in its view of the world. I mean, sure, it's a fantasy, what it's actually brought into the show, though. It's very real world. It's very realistic in the sense that there is no super good. There is no super bad. Well, it's shades of gray.
I'm super good. Just ask around.
And you know, I think that's really applicable to real life, and that's what I love about the show. So
best part about the show too is I've said it 1,000 times. You think, even if you don't like it, you're still thinking about what's going on.
And also,
and that's not wrong.
And also, there's still 3.5 hours left. There's still 3.5 hours left of this show. So I think for the people that are really upset, they have a bad taste in their mouth, I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah, and again, I'm not complaining that you don't like the show. Don't ask for an apology from me that I like the episode. Don't tell me what I have to do.
You can criticize us all you want. Yeah. We're gonna say what we feel and what we think.
But I'm just explaining why I went in the season. People keep asking why.
Yeah,
like every other email.
You said it.
I'm going to be positive.
Yeah. Okay.
And you know what? And sometimes it's hard.
Yeah.
I'm not the most positive guy.
But you know, I don't even think you have to explain yourself because this is just what we think about the show. But I think in the end, I think we need to wait and see what they said. I think they can explain these magical items in a more scientific light. But I think they chose this episode to first present these ideas, and I think there's still time to finish these ideas. I know it's scary because there's only a couple episodes left. It's like, you know, it's crunch time.
Well, people are upset because they spent 5.5 years, well, almost 6 years of their life devoted to this show. And they're not just us, because we spend a lot of time. Everyone spends, people on message boards. You're not going to like and that's what, I'll be honest with you, I was worried about that. I was like, oh.
But you know what? It's not over yet. Give it a chance.
But I said, I think I said years ago, 50% of the people that watch the show will not like the ending.
And that's what's going to happen. And that's the nature of these type of shows, and it's happened to the shows that are like this kind of show before it.
Now, do you think the timing of the episode could have been the problem? Maybe they should have had this episode and then the candidate?
Well, I don't know.
It might have been more of a shock to us to see the candidate.
It's hard to judge
after we saw this episode because we would have had some sympathy for Man in Black.
It's hard to judge, though. Like, it is really hard to judge when you don't have the full picture yet. I mean, if we were left with we have to go back, Kate, and we didn't get the conclusion to all of that kind of stuff.
No, I'd be ticked.
Do you think?
Well, I was mad at the time.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying is it's not completed yet. Wait a second before we really start getting to the debate. But I think overall, I think it was a good episode. I think it presented these ideas pretty well. And I like the fact, like I said,
people are saying, no way am I saying this is the best episode of the season.
But
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I've watched it twice, and I enjoyed it both times.
I think the other problem is people wanted the characters they know and love to be tied into that whole Adam and Eve thing. That didn't happen.
Well, also,
there was no characters that we know. Well, so I think that's what kind of disappointed people.
Well, another problem people are having with Adam and Eve is Jack said they've been around for 40 or 50 years.
But you know what? There's healing properties on the island. Maybe it also slows down the deterioration
process.
Yeah, exactly. So that's pretty easily explainable, right. I think, in the mysteries
of
Lost.
But I think that's what people were upset about. But also, Jack is just a doctor.
Yeah.
Don't confuse him with the Jack on the podcast.
He's not perfect. He makes mistakes too. But you know,
look how young they were though.
Yeah, I know, right? But
that's what you should be saying. Actually, how'd they age so much?
I can't get all of his chest hair. It's like, what happened to it?
Well, sometimes it just goes away.
But anyway, so that's just kind of extra thoughts.
Relax. Like I said, if you want to send us an email saying you hate the show and hate the direct, send it.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll try and, you know, I'll just give you my opinion that I just didn't think it was that bad.
Mm-hmm.
Not as bad. I mean, we first, after the episode was over, I was reading the email.
Why are you wearing a new ABC executive t-shirt?
Well, because I got a little check in the mail. kidding.
All right, Jack.
You know, to be honest with you, if ABC called, I'd work for him.
All right, Jack.
It's not like it'd be NBC.
To get on next on Lost.
The TV show.
Here we go.
And it does contain spoilers.
This one's more spoiler than usual just based on what I read from the description, so skip ahead if you don't want to hear it.
Okay.
Here we go.
Next on Lost, the TV show. Maybe it's next week.
All right, it's next on Lost Time. Time to see what's coming up next for the half of you that are still watching the show.
I think most people keep watching the show. Like
I said, you're far in, might as well stick around.
Well,
right?
Everyone has the right to be upset.
Oh, of course.
If you don't like it, you don't like it.
All right, Jack, this is an interesting title. You ready?
Yes.
What They Died For.
So maybe this will explain what happened.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. While Locke devises a new strategy, Jack's group searches for Desmond on Lost.
That's pretty spoilerish. Didn't we know that was going to happen?
Kind of. Here's the guest stars. I like the guest stars in this episode.
Okay.
Henry Ian Cusack is Desmond. I thought he was a regular this year.
No, I thought he was a guest star.
He's kind of off and on as that. But Michelle Rodriguez is Ana Lucia.
Oh, David's mom.
That's right. That was your theory.
Yeah. It's my only hope. That's my only hope.
Mira Furlan as Danielle Rousseau.
What? Oh, is that the older one?
Yeah.
Not young Rousseau.
No.
Okay.
Old Rousseau.
That's right. What's she doing back?
She's probably in The Flash sideways.
Okay.
Alan Dale as Charles Widmore. Tanya Raymond as Alex.
Oh, can't go wrong with Alex.
Mark Pellegrino as Jacob.
Oh. Boo.
Dylan Minnette as David. Maybe your theory will be true.
There are going to be a lot of unhappy people that comes true. I'm telling you. Because people have been saying, no way. No way is that possible.
Sheila Kelly as Zoe. I hope she gets killed.
You know, I think Zoe's working for Man in Black.
You think so?
That's why. That's why, that'd be a nice twist. That's why what's his name didn't kill him. So he didn't kill her.
Ah!
It took me a while to figure it out because remember I kept asking
that'd be
that,
cool.
Asking that. I said Zoe. I bet she's working. I was gonna say that last week, but I forgot.
Mm-hmm. Keaton Duty as teenage boy. Wendy.
I wish my name was Duty. Duty.
It'd be more apropos for you. Wendy Pearson as Nurse Kondracki. Ashley Kiker as student, and Ernesto Lopez as LAPD cop.
So I'm telling you right now, David's in school.
Mom comes to pick him up?
Mom comes to pick him up in her cop uniform.
Oh, man.
Oh, man, that's going to be sweet if I'm right.
I swear.
That'll take away all the pain of this last episode that was so bad.
Oh, man. All right, Jack, we have a lot of listener feedback, so what do you say we do it?
I say we do it.
Here we go.
Listener feedback.
All right, so listener feedback time. Got a lot of phone calls to get into, so Jack, what do you say we do it?
I say we do it.
All right, you want to start with the emails?
I think I have one more than you, so I'll start it.
Okay, good.
This has been a lot of tweets, a lot of emails have said this. This was the first email I saw.
Okay.
The new name for Man in Black, Man and Zach.
Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah, I've heard
that
about that
too.
That
was from Kim. A lot of people saying
that.
Oh,
man. This one's titled This Season. Hey, guys, absolutely loved your show. It's been incredible watching the final season with you guys. Thanks for the great podcast. I just want to say that I love how you guys stay so positive about each episode of the show, despite the negative responses some episodes have gotten from fans. You guys always find the good things about each one, and it helped me stay positive about the show. I want to see if you guys are in the same mindset that I am. I know we won't get answers to everything, and I don't think they should give us answers to everything. All I really want to know answers to, which are the absolutely critical answers, are these. What is the origin story of the island and its energy source? What exactly is the smoke monster and why can't he leave? What is the significance of the parallel timeline in conjunction with the Jacob/Man in Black/end of the world scenario? If they can answer those major questions, then I think they will have done their job, and we can all spend the rest of eternity speculating about the rest of the mythos of the show without being angry about the finale. Laters, Corey. I completely agree.
I completely agree. If they answer those three questions, let's ask the people that didn't like this episode. If they answer those three questions, would you be happy the way Lost ended?
Well, that, and I think, recent interview I did with AP, is I think we also want the conclusion for all the characters we care about.
Right.
I think that's a good finale. You know, the Lord of the Rings type finale where all the characters...
Spoiler alert. Some of us haven't seen the
I tried to get you to see it many, many times, and you were too lazy to do it.
I just haven't had time.
No, I actually turned it on, and you fell asleep.
Now, wasn't I negative about that?
You were very negative.
I enjoyed the whole thing until the...
And then you didn't watch the next two.
I said,
ridiculous.
Are you kidding me?
But no, I'm saying like how at the end of that, sure, the mythos continued, but the characters that we grew to love in the series,
right,
their stories were concluded to a certain extent.
See, the problem with Lord of the Rings, it reminded me of getting married. The whole ring thing.
God.
Never age.
Okay.
This one's from Tony. Jack, how do you stay so young and fresh looking?
Anything else?
No, I'm just kidding. I just made that up.
Okay.
It says never age. Did you notice that Jacob's mother did not age in 30 years? She raised them on the island, and Jacob... we know is now set at the age that we know him as now after he consumed the drink. I think the drink not only seals the role of protector, but grants youth from that point on. Now, the reason I brought this up is because I agree. Because remember a long time ago, we assumed that's what Widmore was looking for? It was like the fountain of youth and controlling the island? Could that be the fountain of youth and that's what
maybe
Widmore's looking for?
But I think she already made it for both of them that they would never die. It's almost like... not to go back to Lord of the Rings, but when you're immortal, you grow until you're like at the perfect age and then you stop aging.
That's not the perfect age. I'm telling you right now, the perfect age is not 43.
Well, they're not 43. Maybe they kept their 30-year-old body or something.
He looks 43.
Well, because he really is, but maybe, you know.
I'm telling you right now, I've been 43, not the perfect age.
Well, if you take care of yourself.
Well, I don't drink ocean spray.
All right, this one's titled No Subject.
How am I supposed to know what's going on?
Or it actually says, Hey Jack. Now I'm sorry to pick this one. A few weeks ago, I wrote you a lot of negative stuff because I was really disappointed with the direction the show is going. However, last episode was just awesome. We got a lot of answers, and I hope more, and I have more hope now. I really hope they give us a scientific explanation behind everything, especially Smokey and Locke's redemption. I think the final explanation will show some sort of travelers from the future or aliens devising the island to be the origin of the human race. Who knows? Well, I just needed to send you some positive stuff to compensate for the negativity from before. Great talking to you, Tiago.
Now, are people still holding out for Locke's redemption?
I am. All right, next
what's
email.
What's it going to be, though?
Well, Jack, you have to wait and see.
Right, what I want to know is, how the heck did the mother feed those two newborns after murdering their real mother? Was she lactating? Did she have some access to baby formula? Did she feed them milk from some animals? Just saying, love the show.
That's a really good point. I think like surrogate mothers can breastfeed, but I think they do that like chemically. I don't know.
Having never been a mother myself, it was always I heated the bottle up, the formula. So that was always easy for me.
But that's a good question. I think it's kind of one of those TV things where you just
maybe she
don't
had
know.
Some prehistoric breast pump. What do you think?
I don't know. It wouldn't be prehistoric.
Well, back then, I guess. Well, I guess. Well, to me, anyway.
Prehistoric is prehistory.
Prehistory.
We have history of 2,000 years ago.
Okay, but there's no breast pump back in that day. So maybe she had went. Never mind.
All right. All right. This one's titled "Hated the Adam and Eve Scene." I did not like the episode. I just felt too different from the rest of the series. All the light, dark symbolism was everywhere. Seemed like they were hitting us over the head with it. The worst part was the Adam and Eve flashback or forward to the first season. I'm not sure how many Lost fans could not have realized that the mother and man back were skeletons without the scene, but it was just too much. Lost has never held our hand before, and I think the show works better when it plays more low-key. And sorry, Jay, I think we got Man in Black's name. He doesn't have one. He's the unnamed one. Thanks for the show, guys. Matt in Charlotte.
See, we do show both sides.
Mm-hmm.
Fair and balanced. Man in Black's real...
Please, let's not compare us to that Man phrase. Because I don't know if that one's...
Man in Black's real name.
Oh, my God.
Jack, you were so close with your guest, the Man in Black's real name, Sam. However, it's Sue, the making him the first boy named Sue. We have lots of Patsy Cline music in the show, but strategically excluded Johnny Cash to throw us off. So it's a
that's
boy
a great song, Boy Named Sue.
Boy Named Sue. So, yes, so it's boy named. So he's Sue. Sue, Sam.
And that
Sue.
Makes sense because Johnny Cash was the Man in Black.
Right. There you go.
It's all coming together now.
See, guys, you just need to relax and kind of look deeper into the episode.
This one's titled Mommy Issues for Once. So basically, this entire season is based on the Man in Black having a temper tantrum because his mother told him what he couldn't do.
I still say, let the kid leave. What's the big deal?
We don't know yet, do we?
No. I think it's because Jacob has abandonment issues. You know, he does.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, how could you defend this week's episode?
Yeah.
It was awful. The whole reveal about the source was so poorly written and cliche filled, I thought I was watching an episode of Xena and Hercules. My wife, I watch Xena. Not every week, but
yeah.
I couldn't get into Hercules. What about you?
I watched because they usually showed them back to back, so I used to watch like both of them.
My wife, not a Lost fan, but not a hater, was laughing her head off at that scene, and all I could do. Grown. If the episode had aired season 4 or 5, I would never have watched another episode of Lost. It was so hokey. Oh, and the writers totally retconned? Yeah, retconned the whole... Can you see that from here?
No, because I heard you're stumbling and realized what you're trying to
retconned
say.
Retconned the whole Adam and Eve thing.
I know you too well, Jack.
Jack is not a... But you like how you could tell the difference between 2,000-year-old body and a 40-year-old. I'm not the only one upset at this episode. Check out Dark UFO episode rating, Travis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, again, we show both sides. Fair and balanced.
All right, Bill O'Reilly. The village people died. Speaking of how the village people...
YMCA.
The mother must have smoky abilities. How else would she know that if you went down the light hole that something worse than death would happen? That's a good point. That's a really good point. You might be thinking, then how was she able to be killed by the Man in Black? Well, I'll tell you. She stabbed her with that dagger before she spoke to him. Remember, don't let him speak to you. If you do, then it's already too late. Thanks and best regards, Joseph.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. I think she was smoky.
I think it's a good explanation.
And she was a killer.
She's a killer.
This one's entitled Mommy Boy Indeed. The mom who played Claudia, the real mother, was gorgeous. I guess MIB can see dead people. He's special. That's why he was weirded out when he sees Sawyer could see young Jacob.
Ah.
This is from how many fans you have? This is from Mona. How many fans you have in Egypt? We have several. We have one that sends us emails all the time, King Tut.
I thought he moved to Arizona.
From Babylona.
Anyway. All right, Jack.
He's got a condo made of stona.
Here we go. Let's get into the first set of phone calls.
Hi, this is Diane from Maryland. First time caller, long time listener. Never called before. Anywhere, I had some comments on this week's episode after listening to the last podcast and watching it twice. When the mom says, thank you, when she's stabbed by the Man in Black, She was really happy to go, it seems like. I wonder if when Jacob was stabbed, he felt the same way, really happy to finally be done. Secondly, when they're down in the well and Jacob's talking to his brother, I don't remember the words that were said, but it was really, to me, a man of faith, man of science moment, with Jacob being man of faith and his brother being man of science with the donkey wheel and figuring out how to get off the island. That just struck me. And finally, my crackpot theory is the origin of Smokey. You're talking a lot about it. Everybody had different ideas on the podcast. And my theory is that when Jacob sent his brother's body down into what I'm calling the well of souls, the light, that the brother's body was separated from his soul, and the well of souls, the light, took the light out of what was left of him. He has no light left. He's smoky. He's angry. He's mad. He still wants to get off the island. And that's my theory. So hope to hear everybody else's. Thanks for the great podcast. Bye.
Hi, guys. This is Josh from Roanoke, Virginia. I just had a theory I was going to throw at you guys. Desmond has always been my favorite character, and I've always thought maybe he was going to be like the key to this whole thing. So after seeing this last episode, this is what I came up with. I think when Louise Hawking told him that he's going to go to the island to save the world, it wasn't by pushing the buttons. By not pushing them, he brought the people to the island. That was important. But I think the thing he's really there for is the sacrifice that Widmore was talking about. I think Desmond is going to go into the light well and become either A, he's going to become the next smoke monster and take Man in Black's powers away from him, or he's going to become another smoke monster and kind of battle it out with Man in Black and defeat him, and he's going to save the world, brother.
Hey guys, Kevin from Texas. I got a crackpot theory for you. I think it's pretty much accepted that Jack is going to be the replacement for Jacob, but I think that Sawyer is going to be the replacement for Man and Locke, because both Sawyer and Man and Locke are con men, and there's already a lot of rivalry between Jack and Sawyer. So thanks for the great podcast, guys. I'd love to hear your comments on my crackpot theory. Bye.
Hey, this is Brandon from Hilton Head, South Carolina, with my theory. I believe that the reason why Jacob needs someone to replace him and they're going through this whole rigmarole is Jacob knew he messed up. He messed up when he threw Man in Black into the light well. That when he threw Man in Black into the light well, he's almost like took the light well into himself. So that if Man in Black gets off the island, then, you know, the light, the darkness, everything just goes haywire and thus the world ends. I believe the reason why he needs a replacement is to become the protector of an island, but to also kill Man in Black, because like his mother, like he said, he's not able to kill him. That's not the rules. I believe he needs to find someone to replace him, that way they can correct his mistake and kill Man in Black, so that the light can go back to source instead of being embodied in one specific person. I mean, that's my theory, and I think I'm going to stick to that one. Love the show. Bye.
Thank you for those calls.
Yeah, I think Jacob did screw up.
Mm-hmm.
He could have screwed up. I don't think Jacob is the shirt.
But it makes sense, though, that's why he can't leave, because maybe when he was thrown on the well, he absorbed whatever part of the special part, the magnetic properties of the island are held within Man in Black.
And he can only go so far.
Well, if he leaves, then the special magnetic properties of the island don't exist anymore. And then, as Mother said, once it's gone, it kind of ends existence.
Now, do you see, if he leaves the island and evil would be released, what evil? He just wants off the island.
Maybe he was just using that to try and make it simple and enough for Richard to just kind of understand.
Because I've seen the backstory of this guy. I've seen him walking around on the island. Other than people just getting in his way to get off the island, he's not a bad guy. Right?
I don't think
it's only the people that are trying to get in his way for his ultimate goal is to leave the island.
And killing people to get your way?
Well, Jacob does it.
I don't like using the term bad guy or not a good guy because I think it's too simple terms to use.
I'm just saying if he was off the island, and that's
I think he's shown bad tendencies.
Well, obviously, and he just wants to go home. Maybe he wouldn't be such a bad guy if he got his ultimate dream to be.
But he can't if he leaves. But you know, it brings out the end of the world.
The problem is he'd have to go. He wouldn't be going back to his people though. That was 2,000 years ago.
Well, maybe now he just wants to leave, but I think if he leaves, it's the end of the world.
I think he'd be out of place with the bustle. You know,
if Austin Powers could do it,
landed in Manhattan? I mean, it'd be too crazy for him. Mm-hmm. He'd go, okay, I want to go back to the island. And all that killing and all that stuff would just been for naught. Just wrong. Kevin, Jack's replacement. A lot of people have said this. I've got a lot of emails about this, that Jack is going to be the replacement. Jack's the new Jacob, and that Sawyer will be the new Man in Black.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of fits. What do you think?
Well, yeah, because I think their characters, the way they're portraying the characters, I think they mirror Man in Black and Jacob pretty well.
And a lot of people would say that, you know, have been saying that, so that's going to be the final scene. You think Sawyer will walk up to Jack saying, Doc, you know how bad I want to kill you?
No, I don't want that. I don't want that.
You don't want that?
Mm-mm. I don't. But unless they set it up really well, but overall, no thanks.
You would go. You would be on the.
No, I mean, but I personally don't want that. I wouldn't freak out and kill anybody.
And then Josh, Desmond is the key. I think yes, there has to be a reason why he's brought back to the island.
Well, do you like what he was saying? If you're thrown down the well, he'd become either he would take away Smoke Monster's the Man in Black's powers by becoming the Smoke Monster. Or he would become another smoke monster that could have a dual fight with Man in Black.
But then Desmond could never leave the island, though, and then he'd be making the ultimate sacrifice.
Exactly.
Because if he leaves, it is pure evil, then what happens? But, you know, it's funny. It's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. It was so beautiful. And I remember because even young Man in Black said, it's so beautiful, Mom, mother. But that something so beautiful could be so evil?
Well, she said it's not good. It's not evil. It's it.
Well, it's like I think what Diane said, it takes your soul away, takes your light.
Mm-hmm.
The next caller takes the light, because she says, mother said, mom, she said that every man has one.
Mm-hmm.
So he has it inside
a little
of
bit
you,
inside
a little
of
bit
him.
Inside of you. So you have, was she saying a little bit of evil?
No, I think it's just, it's not right to place it's good or it's evil terms. Like the show, it's Shades of Grey, and whatever the properties are of that, it's a concentrated form of, you know, possibly, you know, what makes our bodies work.
And so that's how we should be looking at the show. It's gray, not... And what about the mother saying thank you at the end? Was she thankful that she was...
She was released from her, you know,
and
duties.
Did Jacob feel the same way?
At
that point, I don't think Jacob did because he hasn't finished his mission.
No, exactly.
He hasn't got the final candidate.
Exactly. He hasn't replaced himself yet.
Right.
All right, Jack, let's get the next set of calls.
It shouldn't be so hard to replace.
Here we go.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Zach from Alabama calling. I have a lost theory for you. I think we're all kind of leaning towards the fact that Jack is going to become the new Jacob or in some way play a key role as Jacob. But the thing with that is I have a hard time just imagining Jack being alone on the island by himself. This is kind of almost depressing. In a way, for him to be Jacob. Unless, of course, he has someone there with him. And so this is where my theory comes into play, that when Jack becomes the new Jacob, Richard Alpert is going to be released of his duties and, you know, move on to their life to live or be with Isabella. And, you know, and his story will end. But he's going to need a replacement, Richard Alpert. And I bet you, 100%, he's going to pick Kate to be his next Richard Alpert. And I may even take this one step further, and I wouldn't even be surprised if he picks the rest of the other candidates to take over as other Richard Alperts. So he'd have more than one kind of spokesperson going out to different people and bringing them to the island or, you know, speaking to them on behalf of Jack, the new Jacob. So that's my theory, and I'm sticking to it like Jack sticks to his. Bye.
Hi, Jay. Hey, Jack. This is Sean in San Francisco, and I've got a theory for you. So we've got this new bright golden light on the island all of a sudden, or it's been there for a while at least. And it also seems like bad things happen when people go into the light. It also seems like it is a nice source of electromagnetic energy. Now, if only somebody had to go into that light but couldn't, what would they do? Well, they call Desmond because he's resistant to the effects of electromagnetism. And this is my theory. By the end of the show, Desmond will have to go into that warm orange golden light to do something. What? I don't know. But he's going to be the only person that can do it because he is so unique. Anyway, Crackpotty, I don't know. You guys are the experts on that. But it's my theory, and I am sticking to it.
Hi, Jay and Jack. This is Brad from Mississippi. I've been thinking about all the mysteries that have yet to be explained and probably won't be explained by the finale. One of those mysteries in particular is why women can't give birth if the baby is conceived on the island. We know now about Man in Black and his need to kill all of the candidates before he can leave the island. We also know that he can't kill any of these candidates himself. So I think that he somehow used his power to affect the development of the pregnancies on the island in order to prevent the island from prevent the islanders from increasing their population. He may not have had control over who Jacob brings to the island, but perhaps he can control or keep anybody else from having children on the island and increasing the population and possibly giving birth to a possible candidate. On a side note, this may explain Ben's extermination of the Dharma crew before he joins the others. We know that Man in Black used Ben to kill Jacob, and maybe that really wasn't the first time that he ever used Ben. Perhaps he had some kind of influence, maybe through Ben's rejuvenation as a child, that led Ben to kill or to exterminate the Dharma crew. This would make sense, seeing that Man in Black wants to do away with the candidates. These would be ways that he could decrease the population of the island and maybe decrease any possible candidates. Just a theory, but I thought maybe something that is not going to be explained explicitly on the show, which is kind of one of the frustrating things, and even it's frustrating and yet fun at the same time, leaving it up to the viewers to figure this out. And I think we'll have a lot of those type of mysteries to come. Y'all have a great show. Enjoy listening to the podcast. Can't wait for the finale. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is David from Dallas. I've been listening to you guys for a few years now, and I figured I needed to call in at least once before this is all said and done. On behalf of everyone, I really want to thank you for making my lost experience and all of our lost experiences a little bit more interesting and fun. But I wanted to talk about last podcast where Jay said that he did not think that Locke was shown the well with the light, and Jack said that he had, that maybe Smokey had shown him that light. And I actually have to agree. I think that Locke saw the well of light, and the reason why I think he saw it is because if you remember later in season one, he is on top of the hatch and he's all upset and crying because Boone had died. And then what happens at that moment? A light comes out from the hatch, and that encourages him and inspires him to keep going. It's possible that he thought that if he can get down into the ground, he might be able to get closer to that light, just like Men in Black and his fellow people were digging into the ground to get closer to the light. So I think that thematically, it's probably all connected, and I wouldn't be too surprised if we get a flashback somewhere in the next episode or in the finale where we actually see Locke finding that well of light for the first time. So, and I don't know if it's Man in Black who showed it to him, or maybe it was Jacob that showed it to him, but I bet he saw it. So, and maybe he didn't tell anyone about it. Anyway, that's my theory, or at least I'm supporting Jack's theory. Thank you guys so much. Talk to you later.
All right, thank you for those calls.
Now, one thing, you're right. All these calls have been outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they've all been great. I'll open up my mind, maybe think. But how is David not the listener theory of the week?
You're so predictable.
What do you mean? I not only did he made agreed with me, but he made a great case for
it. Give him a book.
All right, David, you're getting a book. Send your name and address to lostpodcast@gmail.com. You're getting a book.
Okay.
It makes a lot of sense. But the only problem I had, I don't think he was upset that Boone died.
Mm-hmm.
He was just upset that he couldn't get in the hatch.
Oh, man.
Boone died.
But I think it's a good idea because...
He saw the light, and that was your that's your favorite scene from Lost.
It is my favorite
your
scene
favorite
from Lost.
Your favorite scene from Lost, and here you are saying, no, Locke, the golden child, did not see the golden light.
I'm just is my opinion. Well, but I like his call, and it leans me more to the other side. I think it's a very good point and valid point. Far better than anything Jack came up with.
Oh, obviously.
All right, but
did I even argue that point?
No, you didn't. I'm just making sure you know that. Maybe it's because you're not very good at making your arguments to make me believe them.
Well, you're just narrow-minded. I need to speak with someone like David who's open-minded. And
well, I need to speak with someone like David who actually makes things make sense.
I'm not here to make sense. I'm here to complicate everybody else's
life.
Oh,
my God. All right.
And then Brad, a lot of questions. He's talking about the Purge and how the, you know, I, for the longest time, kind of believed that Man in Black was responsible for the Purge. But after this last episode, I said earlier in the podcast, I don't think he is. I think Jacob was in charge of the Purge. I think that Jacob believed, because he learned from his mom, the fake mom, that it was okay to kill if she thought it was for the right reasons. And she explained that to him. I think that he was in I think that we don't know for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And like he said, he's frustrated, like the pregnancy thing, and did Man in Black cause that? And even my wife said today, she goes, I think the problem they did with Lost is they should have had one more season.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, you're still going to have the same problem you're going to have.
Yeah.
Because every episode gives you more questions.
Yeah.
And that's just the nature of the show.
You can't really make those statements until it's all over.
Right. But your mom's one of those crazy people. So. Who knows? She might have bashed your real mother with a rock. You might have. You don't know.
It's true.
You don't know. It's for the greater good. But we don't know. So I'm on the side right now, like for the longest time. I did believe that, and now I'm on the side that I think Jacob did order the Purge.
Okay. All right.
Sean, Desmond. That Desmond has, he's going to go into the bright light, the well. What do you think? What do you think?
I think that's going to be something that'll probably happen.
You think so?
And I think...
Well, like he's saying that...
And I think for people who are like, it's magic, I think that makes the valid point that the magic is the magnetism of the island. It's just they didn't explain that
terms. We know Desmond is...
Were people thinking when...
Well, Sean said Desmond can survive it. We know he can't survive it.
Were people thinking when Man in Black said, oh, it does weird things to the metal? Do you think they're like, oh man, he's thinking it does magic to move this knife against the well? It was the magnetic properties.
Well, a lot of people complain how they dig that hole. Well, it was over time.
Yeah.
He'd been there for 30 years.
He'd been there for 30 years.
So, you know.
They built some of the tallest structures in the world, the pyramids, thousands of years before this time.
You know, and in some places they built the city on rock and roll. So that's happened too.
People don't give the human race enough credit. We've accomplished some amazing things.
No, we're not.
In the past, I'm saying people now are just like, so technology is like, oh, there's no way they could have done it. But human civilization has done amazing things for thousands of years.
You know the problem is you have today's generation. And
we're not going to.
They're Generation L, and they hit the dirt with their little shovel. They go, that's too hard. I quit. And they walk away. I guarantee that's what it is. They're sitting there thinking the same thing. My iPod's not working. My music's not working. I can't dig this hole.
Yeah.
I'm moving.
But they built the pyramids before this thing. I think they can handle digging a well.
Well, it was pretty elaborate. Now, how did
it was a hole in the ground. You're right.
How did the mom get... Did she walk down the ladder or did she just appear?
It didn't make it very appeared, but she could have walked down, like, scurried down.
Plus the
and then gotten all stoic and then the shot happened.
Because the people were just walking around. There were people walking around.
Yeah.
I know they were kind of walking away, but mm-hmm. The next scene, she's down there, and he's looking at his rocks.
So, yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't know if he's making lunch or what he was doing.
He had the barbecue going.
Yeah, a little bocce going.
Yeah.
But he knew that she was there without,
mm-hmm.
So maybe she smells.
Oh, my God.
Then we had Zach. I do think that Jack is going to be the new Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
I just honestly, and I do think that he will choose Kate. That's an interesting twist.
I like that he's the new Richard Alpert.
I don't know what other candidates are going to choose to stay.
Uh-huh.
We know Saeed's gone.
But I think Kate would choose to stay.
Now, do you think Sawyer would stay?
Actually, no, I think Hurley. Hurley would be a good Richard Alpert.
Hurley would be a good. Okay, now here's the problem.
Okay.
And no one likes the love triangle. I think we all agree we're all sick of the love triangle.
We are.
Pick someone already.
Mm-hmm.
What happens if he, like, his theory comes true? Hurley decides to go, or Hurley, okay, or Hurley dies. It could happen.
Okay.
Sorry, but it could happen. So he Jack is a new Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
Kate stays as new Richard. And Sawyer stays as Man in Black. Oh
my God, it's a never-ending triangle.
It's a never-ending triangle. And Kate has to decide if she wants to go with the good or the evil. And of course, Kate, being Kate, can't decide.
And that's how it
ends. That's how Lost ends, triangle. I will be with everybody else going, okay, I'm done. Thanks for wasting 6 years of my life.
But you know
I'm
what?
Out of here.
It's like you say, okay, I'm done. It's like, well, you're done either way.
Well, I wait to the last minute to say I'm done because, you know, I don't make sense. But okay. The love triangle, that's how they end it. And they just,
that would be funny.
And they're standing in a triangle.
Mm-hmm. That'd be funny.
That would be great.
All right, Jack, ready for the last set of calls?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
And I was serious, David. If you, I thought your call was worthy of the listener. Not that the other calls weren't worthy.
See, now you're saying, I thought all the calls have been excellent so far. It's probably some of my favorite listener feedback.
It was
ever.
Great, and it was it's positive. It's great. And
but
it,
see, I think it's making really good theories on this episode.
And
it shows
is.
The it's positives of this episode.
But I think David helped explain what I was trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
But you keep interrupting me and don't allow me to finish.
Oh, trust me. You've had plenty of time, Jack.
Oh,
you've had 5 years to make sense.
Maybe I'll make sense on the next podcast.
Okay. All right, Jack.
That's the next podcast to be. Making Sense with Jack.
All right. Let's go to the last set.
Hey, guys. This is Jeff from Wiley, Texas. So here's my theory about the well that Man in Black was pushed into. The well, because it's light, represents some sort of goodness, purity, whatever, so that when he was floating down the water and went into it, the goodness, all that was good in him, was absorbed, and all of the bad parts of him were basically blown out as the smoke monster. Anyway, that's like a filter for sending all the bad stuff out. So, that's my theory. Thanks.
Hi, Jay and Jack. This is Laura calling from New York. I have a theory that is sort of inspired by Harry Potter, which is a little embarrassing. But if you think about Harry Potter, Harry is connected to Voldemort because they both have a special power. They can talk to snakes. So if you apply this to Lost, then you see that Hurley has the same powers as Man in Black. So does that make him special in the same way? Will he choose good or evil? That's the question. Thanks a lot. Love the podcast. Bye.
Hey, Jack and Jay. It's Christy from Los Angeles, and I was just listening to your First Reaction podcast, and I completely agree with Jack. I think Mama West Wing, or Mother Dearest, as you call her, is a smoky eagle-type character, and she was from the beginning, and she was waiting for some innocence to corrupt to take her place. And I think it was her appearing as dead mother ghost Claudia, who basically set up the whole plan in place to separate the twins. She gave them the game to make them competitive. She appeared as ghost mom Claudia to lure Boy in Black over to his people and for him to follow them and for Jacob to stay with her, and caused the rift between them that caused Jacob to want to kill his brother and send him into the Cave of Light and turn him into the smoke monster. And I agree totally, Jack, that only somebody of smoky-type strength could have completely caved in that well where the donkey wheel was being built and destroy that village. And I just think she is evil incarnate, as they say Smock is now. So I think you're dead on. I hope that plays out right. And there's just no way she was a good keeper of the light, because that chick is evil. All right, thanks. Bye.
Hi, this is Ian calling from Cambridge, Massachusetts. I'm thinking that Jack is going to need to go into the light in the final episode of Lost, and he is going to come out as White Smoke, a twist on the black and white theme throughout the whole series. I'm also thinking, though, that Desmond is going to need to go into the light at some point because he can survive electromagnetic energy in a way that no one else can. So not sure how that's going to fit together. Possibly he will actually bring Jack down. Maybe Jack will die first, and then Desmond will bring him down into the light, something like that. Don't know, but I'm very excited to find out. Thanks, guys.
Hey, Hey, Jane Jack. It's Pat from Connecticut, longtime listener, second-time caller. So I was just thinking, on the West Wing, Alice and Janney played C.J. Craig, Claudia Jean Craig. Coincidence? I think not.
I think not.
So I think a lot of the feedback is given a lot of support for that mother was a Smokey.
I think so. And yeah, I agree with Tad. Ian, going back to the Desmond, going to go. Well, he said that he a little twist that Jack will have to go into the light.
And then he'd be a white smoke monster. I don't know. I think it'd be pretty cool. Like, it's just like us two Smokies going at each other.
But he's got to come out whiny.
So it's like, rrr, it's like,
and tears dropping out of it. Just like water coming out. Like, he's finally just all those.
It's a rain cloud.
It's a rain. There you go. And it follows Sawyer around, just rains on top of Sawyer all the time. Damn it, Doc. Stop crying.
Oh, my God.
And then Christy. I know we've had a lot of great calls, but Christy, send your information. You get a book.
Actually, how many books do we have left?
I think we have enough. Let me check. Hold on. Keep talking.
Okay. So, yeah, you know, I think some of the main themes with this feedback, I think, is that that how many do we have? Enough for everybody to get a book?
Everybody to call?
We've had 12 calls. Okay. But I think that, you know, all right, yeah. So, Jack, have you tabulated it? Jack?
Yeah.
Yes? Do we have enough to give everyone a book that's called in for this week?
Like you said, it's an Oprah episode. Everyone called in today is going to get the Chris Sabre.
Well, not everyone. The people that actually are on the show
right
now.
No. We don't have any books. We don't have that many books. No.
But if your call was on today's podcast, you get a book because it's some of the best listener feedback we've had.
Send your name and address
to lostpodcast@gmail.com.
Just say, I won the book.
Yes.
And it may take a couple weeks because next week I will not be in Raleigh the whole time, so it's going to be hit or miss.
Yeah,
and
but
if you don't get it like in a couple weeks after the... send me a reminder.
I think the feedback has leaned me to the side that mother was a Smokey.
Yeah.
So there you go. I've changed my mind.
So what does that make her? If she was the protector of the island and she was evil.
Well, remember, Rousseau said it's a security system, so
right.
That protects the island, I guess.
Yeah.
So you can be a Smokey and a protector.
It comes back to that whole thing. It's gray. So we've been arguing good and bad this whole time. It's just all gray.
Mm-hmm.
So we were all wrong.
Shades of gray.
Shades of gray.
It's a good song by Grateful Dead. All right, Jack. You ready to close out the show?
I am so ready.
Here we go. All right, guys. That is our show for this Friday.
See, you can have, even if you have an episode that's not that, you can still have fun.
Well, it's not. I thought it was a really good episode, and I think the feedback and the discussion that we've got proves that it was a very... I thought it was a good episode. I mean...
About every fourth email we're getting, people are saying they didn't like the episode.
Yeah, and that's going to happen. We're getting towards...
And again, when
these answers are going to be revealed, it's going to happen.
Yeah, it's going to be worse. Like I said, I agree. Like I said, I'm to the point that you can say whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
You can hate it, not like it.
And that's going to happen. It's going to happen. It happened with BSG, and it's going to happen with Lost.
Because my opinion is... What a better world this would be if we all just learned that we all have differences of opinions. That we all don't believe the same thing.
Exactly. But it doesn't mean that we're bad people.
Right. We can all believe in different things.
Exactly.
Stop hating. Stop hating on Jay's big melon.
I think that's you, Jack, that does that.
Well, because I can't see the screen. If people don't know, fortunately for me, I don't look I don't look at Jay while we're recording. I would just be getting sick to my stomach. So I just see the back of his head.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times he sits there and it looks like I'm doing a podcast with a plumber. That's all I'm saying.
All right. Give us a call.
Not that plumbers are bad people.
Give us a call.
It's 206 kind of a gray area.
309-0311.
Call any time.
That's 206-309-0311. Call any time with Lost Words of Thomas.
Under our theories.
Also send us an email at
lostpodcast@gmail.com.
That's lostpodcast@gmail.com. Also, follow us at twitter.com/JayandJack.
Or you can not follow me on Crackpot Jack.
But you can follow me at Luke Vank because I love you too.
But Jay will never answer you. Never.
I answer people.
Never.
All right, some big things going on. The How Will It End contest. The videos are up. Vote now. Go to globalcastcard.com/lost. It's in big letters right under the How Will It End banner saying vote here. Click it. You can watch all the videos. They're great videos. And vote for who you think should win. And remember,
real quick here, the person that wins, I'll make this deal with you. I'll push your video if you promise I get to use the van for a year.
You can't do that. You can't do that.
A little shade of gray here. A little shade of gray. I'm kidding. I'm just joking. 6 months.
At least try and get some money out of the deal, Jack. The van
is cool. How cool would it be driving around Raleigh with that van?
It'd be cool.
It'd be more of a California van, but.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking, you know,
I saw a hippie van the other day. It was all decked out in paint and flowers and stuff like that.
Put a surfboard on top of it. It'd be so cool, man. Cool. It's a cool looking van. I really wish I wasn't.
Well, so that's globalcashcard.com/loss. It's all there. It's really easy to follow. The site's a great site, but it's has everything there that you need
to know.
Good
job, Dave Labonte. Poster.
The posters. We've had a resounding amount of feedback from people that aren't going to be able to come to the party that really want the posters. So Jack went out because he is, if you don't know, Jack's special powers is packing.
I am a shipping genius.
Yes, and he went out.
Well, okay, hold on a second. I used to be.
You're retired now.
I retired.
But
I can pack faster than most people.
And... Well, actually, this could get into a very, that's what she said, Allie. But he did figure out how we could actually do the shipping and everything like for all the shipping
in
tubes.
The continental United States. No, the 50 states.
So it does include Hawaii.
I'm not sure about Hawaii because I have Ryan Jen from the transmission.
And so,
I'm kidding, of course.
We are going to make the shipping a flat rate of $7. And that'll get the poster to you anywhere in the United States.
Yeah, we haven't worked because I'm not doing Canada because I'm not sending a Lirial one.
But so I know we have a lot of people that are not in the United States. I know that we have people from 70 different countries, over 70 different countries.
Well,
this is the show.
King Tut.
And so we figured out the U.S. shipping part first.
Yeah,
we'll work on the worldwide shipping next.
Because
Please don't send emails getting upset.
Because every country is different.
Well, yeah, it's very difficult.
Customs, it was when I owned a mailbox, etc.
It's tough now. I do online.
Especially
stuff.
Canada was the. I'm just joking with Canada, but they were the hardest place to send with them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
hardest.
Customs does make it very difficult.
The one time they held the Disney videos because you can't send pornographic material into Canada,
mm-hmm.
and I just put videos on there, they held the thing, and I had to. They called me from customs again. I go, it's Disney videos, pretty pornographic.
Well, actually, that's a whole other story.
You know, Bambi's not wearing any clothes.
But so that will be effective tomorrow. You can buy the posters if you're attending the party or not. And shipping is $7 flat rate.
And people are asking about the party in LA, the Lost Finale party. We are working on a get together at the Omni Hotel.
Yes, we are.
Hopefully, more information will be released on Tuesday.
And that'll be on Saturday.
Wednesday's podcast.
Yes, Wednesday.
It'll be on Saturday.
So if you couldn't get tickets, then just come
hang out
with us on
Saturday. Crazy Lost fans. There won't be any actors there that I know of,
except for you, right, Jack?
No, I never made on an. I was never on an episode of Lost.
I'm sorry, Jack.
Not a log carrying guy. Not a.
I'm sorry, buddy.
You think working for the and pimping this show for as long as I have, they would have said, "Hey, Jack."
It didn't pay off in the end, no. Jack. It didn't pay off.
Watching these crappy episodes and lying about how good they are. You think one time they said, let's cut this kid a bone and then just say, hey, at least blow him up.
All right. Jack, we have to go film a special video with Cliff.
Oh, my God.
Wait, that didn't come out right. It's a video for the finale party. It's for the finale party. So, anyways, ding. Hasta luego and goodbye.
We'll see you on Wednesday morning.
Wednesday morning.
Bye.